Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, welcome to episode number 167 of She's Building Her Empire. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and on today's show, we're going to talk about something that I think is going to resonate with a lot of people. So the title of this was Help, I'm Spending More Than I'm Making. And let me tell you, like I said, I know there's a lot of people that are going to resonate with that. I've been there more times than I would like to admit. And I think today it's a great day to actually talk about this. So with that said, it takes a lot of money to start a business, to fund a business, to keep it going, right? To keep it strong. And one of the things that you're going to see a lot of times in, if you're, you know, just driving around, you might see a building that is starting new construction. It's coming along, and then all of a sudden it kind of looks like it's just sitting there. And as it's sitting there, you're wondering, is anything happening? What's going on? And what's happening is they've run out of money. This is a very, very common thing that you'll see happening in construction. They run out of money and it sits there, and basically we've got to hope that somebody else buys it, or it's going to sit there until it's so cheap that somebody will buy it to demolish it or to finally finish it. So I want to kind of use that analogy because that could be your business, right? You could be funding it, starting to grow it, and then all of a sudden you run out of funds and you're going, what do I do now? How do I move past this? So I want to talk today about money, and I want to really kind of dive in deep here because this is detrimental to your business. We have to figure out, how is this going to survive? How are we going to survive, right? Because our business is going to roll over into our personal. You're going to start to get stressed about money. And it's a huge, huge thing. So with that, let's talk about expenses and income. And I think a lot of us are focused on the wrong thing. A lot of us think we have to focus on income, right? So we're focused on how much can I bring in, but we're not looking at how much we're spending. And that is a big, big mistake. Because if you're like me, I like to spend money. I'm good at spending money in my business because I go, I need this. Oh, I need that. Oh, this is going to help, right? This is the thing that's going to be my big break. What's going to give me, you know, this next big chunk of income. You know, anybody feel like that? Because I know that happens to me time and time again. So we have to look at what are your expenses. And today we're going to talk about what to cut, what not to cut, what to do when you're cutting so your customers don't feel it. All things that we need to be discussing, okay? Now, here are some things that I work with a lot of different people, and I've heard so many stories throughout the years, and these are things that pop up that I want to share with you. So, first of all, are you spending $1,000 to bring in $100, right? And you might think, well, who would do that? I'm telling you, it happens all the time. So, for instance, you're running Facebook ads, and you're spending $1,000 on an ad, and you sell something for $100, and that's it, right? Now, one time I was working with somebody who said, okay, I'm doing these private sessions, and I'm charging, I'm going to make these numbers up, because I'm not going to get too specific here with this person's detail, but let's say this. She was charging a private lesson of $50 an hour, or let's say $30 an hour, okay? So she's charging $30 an hour. However, she had somebody doing the lesson for her, and she said, well, it costs me $32 an hour. So she was actually, get this, she was actually spending $2 every time a client would come in. And she's like, but if I don't, that's the only way they're going to book. That has to be at that price point. If I go up, they're going to drop. Well, here's the thing. If you drop, you're actually saving money. You're making money by not doing it. So I don't want you to be spending all of this money and not seeing that return. So yes, sometimes in the beginning, we need to be experimenting. You might be spending $1,000 on Facebook ads and you start to increase that and that starts to work for you. But if you're somebody who is selling something that's actually costing them to do it, don't do it. So be careful of that. I really, really want you to be thinking of that, okay? Now, what I also want to ask you is, do you know how much it costs you every single month to run your business? So what is your overhead? What happens every single month that you are spending money on, okay? So obviously, if you have a brick and mortar, you're talking like utilities, rent, et cetera. But if you have an online business, you might not be thinking of some of these expenses like certain software programs, right? Your email provider, maybe where you're storing some digital products, maybe something where maybe you sell a book and you've got physical products on Amazon. Maybe you're paying Amazon to have those sitting there. What are the costs every single month? So I want to know, I don't want you to answer this, but I want you to be thinking about this. What is your break-even number every single month? I bet most people listening do not know that number off the top of their head, which is scary because if you don't know that number, we don't even have a realistic goal to shoot from. So if you're thinking, well, my goal is to bring in $5,000 a month, but your expenses are $4,500 or worse, $5,000 or more, right? We need to know those numbers to see what is realistic here and what do we need to shoot for. So I would love for you today to be thinking about that. Maybe start, you know, get a piece of paper and a pen and just very informally write down, what are you spending? How much do you spend a month? Any of that, I want to know, okay? Then when you're doing this, okay, so we're talking about what expenses. I do want you to get lean, but we will talk about what do we cut because there are some things you shouldn't cut, some things that you should, okay? Mike, my fear though for you is when you're cutting expenses, I've seen this been done before too, do not let your customers feel it or hear it or see it, right? The worst thing you can do when money is tight is let your customers know money is tight and business is not good. So if you're looking for a roofer to come fix the roof on your house and you hear this one roofer, business isn't great, he's not getting a lot of customers, you're not going to want to go and hire him. You want the person that is booked solid and that is a couple weeks out, right? You want somebody that sounds like business is going great, not like it's going not well, right? So I want you to make sure that you do not let that come through to your customers, right? Do not do it. And I've seen people where, you know, they slash their prices and it's not like a purpose, you know, on sale, hey, buy this because of this reason. You can almost tell it's just they're trying to get some quick income and they're trying to get people to hurry and buy to kind of fill that void. But you've got to be careful. You do not want that vibe to come out with your customers, okay? Now, when you are cutting, let's talk a little bit about what expenses can we cut. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples. So if I was looking specifically at my business and I was going, okay, I'm just going to pick something. So my podcast, for example, is something that costs me money. So I have somebody, I record my podcast, but then after I record it, somebody edits it, puts it up on iTunes. They write the show notes for it. They kind of take those bullet points. They'll put it on my website, et cetera. There's a cost involved to it. Okay. So when I look at that expense, I have to go, is this something I keep or is this something I take away? So here's what I have to ask you is, or I should ask myself this, with the podcast, well, it makes me money because it's converting, right? It's giving me visibility. So it's marketing. And then it also converts people into sales. So my podcast expense is not something I should take away. Now, another thing you might ask yourself is, well, what if I don't take it away, but what if I take it on myself? What if I start editing? What if I start doing this? You have to be really, really careful because in a minute, I'm going to talk about you shouldn't be cutting your team. Your team is helping you be able to do those big item job tasks, right? So something that's going to bring in $50, $100 an hour versus $10 an hour, $20 an hour. So be really, really careful. Now, when I'm looking at my expenses, I'm going, all right, well, what else is there that I can cut? Maybe I'll come across a membership site, something that I'm paying for, but I'm not really using it, okay? So now I ask myself, can I get rid of this? Well, that's kind of a two-part question because I want to know, yeah, you're not using it, so it sounds easy to get rid of, but is it your only source of education? Is it the information, the guidance that you're getting to make more money in your business? Maybe you're not utilizing it, but maybe you should be utilizing it. So be careful with going, oh, but I don't use that, so let's just get rid of it. I do want you to look at it and go, I either need to get rid of it or I need to start using it. Absolutely, okay? Now, let's talk about some softwares, right? Because sometimes there might be softwares where you don't really, your customers won't feel it. So let's take, for instance, that you're using ConvertKit, right? And I'm not going to go into too much detail with this, but I want to give you an idea. So maybe you're using ConvertKit and you're going to go, you know, I'm going to get rid of ConvertKit and I'm going to switch to MailChimp because it's free. Okay. So that might be something where you can still deliver something very similar to your customers. They're not really going to notice it. I mean, they might notice you switch, but it's not like you switch because of how cheap it is, et cetera. People switch mail providers all of the time, but that might be something where you say, there's a cheaper option out there that I could be doing that. Okay. So ask yourself with these softwares, are you doing this? Now, when I came into this space, I thought I need like the best of the best. I want what everybody's using that's high up. And I didn't work my way up like I tell you to do. I just went to the top and I started buying, you know, new Kajabi and I bought Entreport and I'm looking at all these other things to go, oh, but I need this, right? I didn't really need it. I wish I would have started a little bit smaller and I wish I would have started at a small scale where as I brought in money, then I worked my way up. I think I would have brought in money a lot quicker because I would have had extra money to invest in other things. So I want you to be looking at certain tools and software and things like that that maybe you could cut back on without your customers feeling like you're cutting back, right? Because we do not want them at all to get that vibe. All right. Now, with that said, let's talk about what not to cut because this is just as important. So I kind of touched on this already. Your education, your guidance, like whatever you're, whether that's like your coach or you're in something where you're paying for that instruction. I would never, that would be like the last thing that I cut out 100%. Even when things get tight, that's the person I go to for how do I get out of this, not, oh, I need to cut this expense, okay? I also would not cut people on your team if you have people on your team, okay? So you might be thinking, oh, well, I've got this person who's an assistant. She works 10 hours a week. Well, that would be, you know, at $20 an hour, that would save me $200. It's not saving you $200. I promise you it is not saving you $200. You are going to be doing $20 an hour work, and you are going to be hating what you're doing because not only are you going to do the $20 an hour work, you're going to try to squeeze in the big stuff that only you can do. So your team is not something I would be looking at. I'm not looking at people in general, whether it is my instruction or whether it is people that are working with me to help me, okay? So definitely do not cut that. Also, talking about tools, right? I also want you to think about necessary tools and software to keep your business, you know, selling. So we talked about, you know, maybe an email provider. Something that I have seen do, some people do, is I've seen people actually go from having lead pages, which is a really nice tool to get opt-ins and convert and all of that, right? So I've seen people get rid of that and then say, well, ConvertKit offers something similar and it's just a little opt-in. Here's where I'm going to say I'd be careful about that. Because ConvertKit, I like ConvertKit. I think it's great for email provider. I do not think it is a lead page. I do not think it's this one website, this pretty website that you could get people to opt in. I think it looks a little not at the level you want to look, right? So my point is, when you go from these nice lead pages to something like ConvertKit's opt-in page, I think it's going to make your business look like something's going on. So I would be very careful that you are not downgrading to something that people, again, can see. They can feel. It's like, oh, she went from this to that. Money must be tight. Things must not be looking really good. Anything like that, you've got to be very careful. So there are definitely pieces of software that you probably own that you have to, but maybe you switch from Meet Edgar to like the free version of Hootsuite, right? Maybe there's something like that that you could drop down from that really wouldn't be a big difference. So yes, there's definitely going to be with Meet Edgar, I love it because it uses that rescheduling tool. Yeah, you're not going to get the convenience of that, but maybe you're not at the level to have Meet Edgar if you are still struggling financially. So we've got to make some sacrifices here, and we've got to pick which ones should we be making, right? Now, the last part of this is the big one, is how do we bring in quick income, okay? Because it's not just about our expenses. We need to make some money. We absolutely need to make some money. So we talked about slashing your prices. I do not want to see you all of a sudden slash your price out of nowhere. Like, could you imagine if I came out here today and I was like, hey guys, my private coaching is just going to be this much instead of this much today. So if anybody wants to go out and get it, go grab it. For no reason, it would not look right. You've got to have a reason. So I'm okay with sales, but I want you to think of a reason for a sale, right? So they're somebody I know, they do like birthday specials. So actually on her birthday, she does like a giveaway for somebody else and says, hey, today's my birthday and I'm going to be doing this today. So if anybody wants to grab a coaching session with me or blah, 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 it's actually at this price point. Another girl that I coach, I thought this was brilliant. She just turned 32 and she has an online boutique, and Kelsey had this 32% off sale on her birthday. That does not look weird. That does not look like business isn't great. It's kind of like, cool, this is a really great way. And it's like, hey, happy birthday. So I love that idea. Now, if she randomly had a 30% off sale in the middle of nowhere or nothing, we might go, business might not be great. So figure out how can you do something like that to bring in quick income, but to really have a reason behind it, okay? Also, be asking yourself, what do your people want? What do they need? Talk to them, figure it out. I have been doing these, like in the last 2 weeks, I have done some free 15-minute phone calls with a lot of women. I have learned so much in these last 2 weeks, and I've already done these focus group calls. I have done them before, but things change. My business has changed as I'm evolving and they're seeing me evolve and they come to me for something different. Their needs are changing, or the people that are coming to me are different than the people that were coming to me a year ago. So if you can do some kind of market research or talk to your ideal client, figure out what they truly want and need and create that, that is what you need to do. So I really, really encourage you to do that. My last tip is going to be thinking about kind of this launch, right? So give people a reason, whether it is a sale or you've got a special webinar coming up or you've got a 5-day challenge. People love events. They love to be engaged. They love that community. And I was talking to my mastermind group yesterday, and one of the women in there, April, she sells like a multi-level marketing, an actual physical product. And she said, this doesn't really relate to me because I wouldn't do a launch to sell my product. And I said, but could you imagine doing like a 5-day challenge on health and wellness, which is in her industry? And then at the end of it, pitching your product, but with like a big special, because a lot of times multi-level marketers will say, hey, this product is this price for, you know, just for the next 48 hours or this price, this product comes with this today, et cetera. So I said, could you imagine what that kind of hype would do? You get people on a free 5-day challenge. They're super excited. They're learning, they're engaging. And then all of a sudden you pitch something at the end. Could you do that? Absolutely. So I do think launches are a great way to kind of build that excitement. And you can do this on a small scale too. You do not need a huge list. People are always saying, don't do a launch until you have a big list. But that is how you can get a bigger list. Every time I do a launch in a 5-day challenge or a webinar, I'm growing my list. So you could be doing the same thing as well. All right. I hope this was super helpful for you. I hope that some of you who are going, oh my goodness, what do I do? How do I do this? How do I start making some money? I hope I gave you some ideas to really sit down and know that you can get through this. There are ways for you to do this, and you probably aren't living as lean as you think in the business space. There's probably some stuff that you could get rid of or some ways to start bringing in some income, because you guys, if you're not making more money than you're spending, you don't have a business. You have an expensive hobby, right? You've got to figure out, we need money to continue to do this business. So I want you to be thinking about that at all times as well. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode of She's Building Her Empire. If you are not in the free Facebook group, definitely check it out at shesbuildingherempire.club, and I will see you next time.
And before you go, I want to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to check out their services. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/herempire. Again, that's audibletrial.com/herempire for your free trial today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.